and a good Thursday, everybody. Welcome in, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, back at the station on the ones and twos. Sean Mark is our on-site engineer. We are live at Hermitage Golf Course today. Pella Windows and Doors, their annual golf tournament that we are always excited to be a part of. A little toasty, but not too bad. A beautiful day for the links, and looks like another flight ready to go out. We're excited.
Yeah, we are excited to be here at Hermitage Golf Course. I mean, this is the gold standard in Nashville, Tennessee.
Joe was chasing the sheep around earlier. Actually, they were chasing him around earlier, wanting to know where their food was, but he ate it.
So. I did. I'm not giving it. Sheep, and they can go eat grass. They can kick rocks and eat grass, man. No, it's packed out here today. Packed for this golf tournament.
It is. So excited Beautiful. To be here and always enjoy it and all those good things. And it is Thursday, so the Titans continue to get set for the Colts coming up on Sunday.
What's the spread in that game, by the way? We have any idea?
I don't know. I'll look it up in a second.
Probably. I'm going to guess Colts by 2.5. That's what I guess. I have no dog in the hunt, and I have no clue. But Vegas knows. They always know.
Yeah. I know Robbie Stanley is convinced that the Titans are going to win. So
it's good. Got to have hope, right? At least some sort of hope. Go in there and get it done. If you don't, you're 0-3, and then Colts are 3-0, and then you're looking for 2026, and then you start sending off the assets.
Yeah, let's see. It is – you really think they're going to do that, though?
If they don't, they're stupid.
Right?
If they don't.
I mean, you know what you're dealing with here. Okay?
I mean, they just – why? I mean, in baseball and you're 32 games out, you know, and a team is really fighting to get into the postseason, they're going to want your best player, and you give up and get back a lot of things. I mean, some of those baseball trades have been nuts, like 4-5 prospects and players and – so, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But if you don't win on Sunday, it's done. You're 0-3.
Yeah.
Less than 5% teams make the playoffs at 0-3.
Right. And, you know, look, you're not the Chiefs. You don't have that kind of pedigree. You don't have that kind of experience. You got a rookie quarterback. You got a head coach that, quite frankly, is struggling to be a head coach.
Yep, you do. So, I'd love to see him win on Sunday. The Colts are playing with the raw emotion right now for Jim Irsay and Daniel Jones. As we said, thanks, he's Dan Marino.
Colts by 4.5.
Okay. Ooh, that's interesting.
Yep.
See, so. Chase McKay putting a little money on the Titans this weekend, would you?
We'll see. We'll see about that. I don't know. Like they gotta prove it to me. And they haven't proven anything.
Well,
you know, I can't say I'm going to pick them to win until I see them win.
It's going to be more if they keep losing. The Callahan press conference is going to get shorter and shorter. It'll be more defensive. Like with any team and any coach that's losing, it's the same way. And the last thing he wants to do is talk to the media. And if he walks out there and sees Kuharski, he's like, oh, God, not again. But that's what happens when you lose. And it's been far too often of winning season, 21, 20, 19. I don't count 8-8 as a winning season. I'm sorry. They just don't count to me. 17, 13. Munchak's last year was a winning season. I think 10, then they go 9-7, on and on. I mean, so there's not been really, 2000, 2008, 2019 were really good seasons. But overall, man, it's been a very just basic blah franchise.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I am going to let Dr. Crane do these honors because the first text that we have gotten on the Chasing Big Joe show today, if my computer would load it for me, maybe, because I had it and then it went away. It's from Fat Hog in Murfreesboro, and he says, hey, guys, I'm not much of a soccer fan, but can Nashville SC get some love? Dr. Crane, give us our Nashville SC report.
Yes, sir. They will be playing October 1st in Austin, Texas for the U.S. Open Cup final. That was finalized last night between Minnesota and Austin. So they will be going on the road for that. They resume MLS play against Orlando this upcoming weekend. So they have a few guys that have been injured. Johnny Perez picked up an injury. Jason Palacios came back from a sickness and played in the U.S. Open Cup semifinal this past Tuesday. So a lot's going well for Nashville right now. I mean, sure, they might be still, you know, on the ropes when it comes to MLS play, but they're top four. I mean, they're going to be going to the playoffs, and they're going to be competing pretty tough. So it's a good run for Nashville right now.
You were there the other night, right?
I was, yes.
How was the crowd?
It was a light crowd, but they were pretty loud. I think the attendance was 14,323 or 328, something like that.
Okay. That's not bad for a – what was it, Tuesday night, Wednesday night?
Yeah, I don't like how the U.S. Open Cup does their scheduling. I'd like for it to be on like a Friday or Saturday where we can get more attendance, but, I mean, that's on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Crane, real quick, I'll play a quick game with you, all right? Are these Nashville SC players or European opera singers? You ready?
Let's do it.
You ready? Jose Carreras, is he a European opera singer or a Nashville SC player? Jose
opera
Carreras.
Singer.
Attaboy. What about... Juan Diego Flores, European opera singer or Nashville SC?
Opera singer.
Juan Diego Flores. You are correct. Let's keep going now. Rene Papi, soccer player or European opera singer? Rene Papi.
Go with the opera singer.
My man, you're killing it today, pal. Let me give you a couple more here. I'm proud of you for doing this. Okay, here's one. Peter Pears. Opera singer or Nashville SC?
Sounds like my neighbor. I'm going to go with opera singer.
God, you're killing it today, man. I'm so proud of you. All right, that's all we got right now. We'll circle back around to this game in a little bit.
Joe, would you like for me to name off a soccer player for you?
No, because I really don't care. Yes, all right, go ahead. All right, all right.
Please don't say you don't care.
Patrick Yazbek?
Yeah, there you go.
Excuse me?
Patrick Yazbek.
Patrick who? Asback?
Yazbek.
Yazbek. Okay.
Australian midfielder.
Because that was – this is my grandpa. I'm like, get your ass back over there, boy. that's a soccer player?
Yeah, that's Nashville's starting midfielder.
Yes. Okay. Well, good then.
He's
good
new.
For them.
They just got him, right?
Yeah, last season. Middle of last season.
Or last season.
Gotcha. So, hold on. I am totally ignorant about this. So, they're playing in a championship that's not MLS?
Yes,
correct.
They do like an in-season U.S. Lamar Hunt U.S. Open tournament.
But why so late in the season?
Because it takes like 4 months to do. I think they started this in like June. Am I right? Or
that's correct,
semi-right?
Yeah.
Semi right?
A little bit before June around that time. They just include the USL, the USL2, NPSL, like all the sanctioned professional leagues in the North America, especially U.S.
So – I'm going to ask you a really stupid question, Dr. Crane. I apologize for this. If they win this championship, is that considered a pro championship on the level of winning the MLS?
It's like a tier right under it. I mean, people are going to knock it. I mean, I would count it as a professional championship because it's a professional team winning a championship. But I think Corey Curtis said on Monday, it's like the Nashville Predators could have claimed winning the President's Trophy or something like that. You could equate it to that, but I still think you're winning a tournament. I'd count it as, one.
There are some people that are saying that it would be the first major championship for a Nashville sports team.
Not even close.
I'm going to respectfully disagree. Because I would – now, if it's the MLS, I would say yes.
Sure.
But to me, this is like a tournament.
Winning the President's Trophy is not a championship nor an award.
No.
It's just like, you're the best team with the best record.
Right.
This is all – Dr. Graham, I'm so glad. You're like our translator. And this is all so confusing to me. It's just like one championship and win. So what if that Mukhtar dude gets hurt in this Austin Cup?
Mukhtar.
Right? So don't you want him for MLS?
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Perez got hurt recently, and that's been one of their up-and-coming wingers. And he, obviously, I just said he got hurt. So, I mean, anything could really happen in any tournament competition. So, I mean, it comes with the territory. But as for the championship thing real fast, I look at, you know, you could win a treble, meaning three different championships. If you win a U.S. Open Cup, that adds to that championship resume. So, I mean, I'm not trying to defend the narrative of it is a qualified championship, but, you know, as a Nashvillian through and through, I'd just love to see a championship come to Nashville.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would love. I hope they go in there and win. I have no problem with them winning. I just need to figure out where this ranks in the pantheon of good and great and trophies and all that. So go down and win the good, and then figure it out. So they're still very much in the MLS race, right?
Absolutely, they're top four.
Top four. You know who's the top one? You.
You guys should look in the mirror. Y'all are number one.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
We try.
All right.
We try.
Well, Fat Hog, is that what his name was?
Yep.
Here you go, buddy.
615-737-1025. Dylan in Antioch says, when we talk about NSC, can we just be happy with them being good and not complain about whether the U.S. Open Cup is a legit trophy or not? Thanks. That's all I see on Twitter. There you go. We did.
All right, yeah. I mean, I had questions. I was curious to know where all this all ranked, and now I know. Without making like, oh, that's dumb. Who cares? I hope they win every game they play.
Yeah, me too. I think it's good for the city for them to be successful. Mm-hmm. So I want to see all three teams successful. I want to see the Sounds be successful. I mean, you know, it's good. And by the way, Nashville Stampede could actually claim the first championship if we're just talking about championships.
No, stop it. Did they win it all last year?
They won their first year a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. You know,
I will not stop it.
Win championships, or what's the goal? I mean, that's right. That's why the question I asked Borghansi. They're in training camp. You know what I mean? The goal is to win the Super Bowl. That's the only goal. 31 teams every year should be massively disappointed they didn't win the Super Bowl. Yeah, you know, we're watching the I'm now catching up with you on the Cowboys documentary on Netflix, right?
What episode are you on now?
Five. All right.
Oh, okay.
What's Jerry Jones' goal every year?
Win the Super Bowl.
That's it. That's all he talks about. That's all he talks about. The Bartolo on that thing too. The owner, the 49ers old owner.
Yep.
Super Bowls. That's all. Champions talk about championship things, not whether or not I can get to the playoffs. So I want that at Brady, Jordan, Gretzky, all those guys talk about championships, not can we get in the playoffs. So I thought the Jerry Jones part of that's like, that's cool. Always talking Super Bowls, man. That's what's important.
100%. We're live today at Hermitage Golf Course for the Pella Windows and Doors Golf Tournament. Excited to be here. We'll tell you a little bit more about what they're trying to accomplish today as we go along. Also, we'll talk some high school football at 1:30 and continue to get you set for the Titans and the Colts. Also, the Preds were on the ice today for training camp as it is officially here. We'll be there tomorrow. Looking forward to that. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday. We're live at Hermitage Golf Course, the Pella Windows and Doors Golf Tournament. And we'll continue with the Titans in just a second, but Joe, our question of the day.
So we've been talking a lot this week about, you know, mentors and people that mean a lot to you. Last week we asked what was good in your world, and we're talking about leadership, you know, like with Archie to Peyton Manning, and what an example he was for them and other people around the world. So we want to know today, who has had the greatest impact in your life? We just want to know who's had the greatest impact in your life, maybe made you the person you were, gave you advice, helped you get from A to B, but who's had the greatest impact in your life, and what would you tell them if you could say something to them? 615-737-1025. You could call us, text. We'd love to hear from you. But who's had the greatest positive impact in your life, and why?
Well, I have several answers to that question. My grandfather is one of them, but you know, this question kind of stemmed from today, believe it or not, is 4 years since my dad passed away. And it's weird. It's like I woke up this morning and immediately it was just like,
yeah,
oh, yeah, this is the day, isn't it? And, you know, he obviously, I mean, he had a very big influence on me. I mean, both my parents, I've been very lucky to have two extremely supportive parents, mom being a teacher. I think I learned patience from her and stubbornness and,
right, yeah,
and strong
sure.
will from both of them. And so that's where kind of this question came from today of remembering him 4 years. It's been 4 years.
Well, I mean, his legacy lives through you, so never forget that. And done a hell of a job of carrying that on. So that's the thing. You know, we always harken back to our parents or grandparents. My grandpa, man, he was the greatest man to walk planet Earth. Him and Jesus, man, are on that pedestal for me. And so, you know, I had zero father in my life, but my grandpa stepped up. And here's the cool thing about my grandpa.
Not once. And my dad was a piece of garbage. And not once, I'm telling you, not once did my grandpa ever put him down. He had so much he could say and do, but my grandpa never put him down, only remained on faith and God and Jesus and raising me and my brother and my sister and helping us out to do that. So the impact that he had on me, I carry that with him, and now I look at my granddaughter the same way. So the positive impact, it's not so much words, right? Like, you know, like with your dad. I mean, I don't know how open he was to you. Most dads usually aren't. But his actions and how he went about life and how he helped people, you hear stories about that. So that's the question. Is that the greatest impact on your life in such an amazing way that you think about him every single day?
Yeah. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunting.com. And whenever my computer decides to get connected to internet, I will be able to read some of those for you.
Well, you know,
our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com.
I always laugh at the Chris Rock skit when he says the camera goes on the sidelines and all the players are like, hey, Mom, hi, Mom. He's like, what about Dad? Yeah. You know, what about Dad? You know, Dad pays the rent, pays the mortgage, puts the – nobody ever thanks Dad for things like that. And so, again, yeah, hear from you who you think is the greatest impact in your life. Dr. Crane, who you got, buddy?
Yeah, kind of following the same suit with you both. My grandfather was a huge impact on my life. I mean, Chase said, there are multiple people in my life that have been impacts, but I'd say my grandfather, my mom and dad, my grandmother, obviously. Kind of a one that's out there. He's now deceased, but a former priest, Joseph Breen, over at St. Edward's when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
He had this wonderful phrase he told all the grade school kids, do your best, do what is right, and the rest will take care of itself. And I've kind of lived by that. And so I've had a lot of different people that impact my life, but I'd say my grandfather primarily. There's just a lot of things that he taught me as a kid, you know, learning stuff in the yard about gardening and just being a human being, having common sense, and being just nice to people. I mean, it seems like today's day and age, people just are a little bit desensitized when it comes to stuff like that, of just being a nice person and not really figuring out left and right, front and back, all the above. So I just think there needs to be a little bit more wisdom when it comes to stuff like that.
I like that, man. Let's see here. I'm trying to read through some of this right now. Oh, my computer locked up too. All right. Just getting it done today. Yeah, so let us know, 615-737-1025. We're all about the positivity, man. I think we do a good job of that on the show and let people know what's happening, what's going on in the world. So it's always good.
Yeah, so keep those coming. I saw this on Twitter just a few minutes ago. The Pass Protection Computer Cowboy, whoever that is.
Oh, my gosh.
Pass Protection Composite Ratings through week two in the NFL.
Oh, Lord.
Care to know who's in 32?
There's no way. Are you serious? The Titans are last in pass protection?
They got a 5.
Out of 100?
Denver got a 98.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how accurate this is, but
should we send a gift basket to Dan Moore Jr.?
This says,
how is this line worse?
This says PFF grade is 40%. The SIS blown block percentage is 40%. And ESPN pass block win rate is 20%. Each source is rescaled. 0 is the minimum score to 100 is the maximum score. Titans got a 5.
Oh, my God. Who's above them?
The Rams with a 21.
Rams are 2-0, though.
The Ravens with a 22. And like I said, the Broncos are 1, then the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Jags, and the Packers.
All right, I'm going to ask for two teams. Where are the Colts? That's who the Titans play this
16.
Weekend.
16.
All right, and what percentage?
Well, they got a 55.
Okay, that's good. And our boy Vrabel.
The Patriots are 11th.
Okay.
68.
All right. Well, with the Colts, I was watching Daniel Jones. He's getting the ball out really quick, but they are running the football. So I'm surprised that percentage is where it is. They are letting Jonathan Taylor run the football. The Titans cannot stop Jonathan Taylor. In the first quarter on Sunday, it could be he could go for 300 on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
easily.
I would totally agree with you on that.
Oh, my God. Right at the bottom. That's terrible.
But are you surprised?
No, not really.
I'm being
No, I mean, the ESPN ranking that came out at the start of the season said they were in the top five. Is that on potential? Look, Skoronski's doing well. Cushenberry so far is doing well. J.C. Latham's out. That's going to hurt at right tackle. Zeitler, I've never seen Zeitler do an interview. I'm not even sure he's in Nashville.
Does
right?
he exist?
I'm not sure he does. And then Dan Moore Jr., when he gets off from being a Walmart greeter, goes over to the facility and hangs out for a little bit. But it's just that just shows you the importance of a left tackle. And then, well, with the Falcons concerned, with a right tackle because you got a left-handed quarterback. But of all – somebody put a tweet out the other day. It was funny about the Bengals – line, offensive line's terrible. Just terrible. And it says there are 100 million fat people in the world, and the Bengals can't find five to pass block for Joe Burrow? I was like, oh, that's a good way to put that.
Matthew in Nashville asked where the Steelers were. I just closed it. I think they were like mid-pack.
They were 23.
Right around. 23. Okay, thank you.
23. Yeah, when I saw the Rams at 31, I was like, they're 2-0. But to a larger picture, I mean, Cam Ward knows – if you know you're going to run for your life on every play, I think that helps instead of like, all right, maybe this play, these guys got it. Maybe this play, I'm not going to worry about it. But the fact he knows that's why I keep telling you, run him out of the pocket, bootleg, naked, front side, power side. Don't go to the weak side. Let him bootleg and do things with his feet. I'm telling you, he is a great quarterback on the run, a really good quarterback. So let him fling the ball down the field on a run and have the guys know their exact routes and hit him. I mean, I'm telling you, he's watched him at Miami. I watched him at Washington State. He did the same thing. So let him do his job out in the field.
What did you make of his comments yesterday about we practice on grass, we should play on grass? Because he was asked about the strip sack, and I guess he slipped on the turf.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, just –
don't know, don't care.
Just like, one of those things. Like, yeah. I mean, it's just like, hey, it happens in a game. I think Cam Ward's of the mindset, that play's done, let's move on.
Yeah.
That play's done, let's move on. I'm not going to sit there and think about it. I mean, that's an example. Like, what about the strip sack? Play on grass, stay on grass, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Move to the next play. All right, let's go on and go on. And I like that mindset because, as our good buddy Tim Hasselbeck says, you know, that memory as a quarterback's got to be really, really short.
615-737-1025. So I want to go back to kind of how we started the show because it kind of gave me a topic.
Okay.
Because I feel like the vast majority of you still want to talk about the Titans even though the Titans are bad. But, you know, there is the soccer fans or, you know, the Predators are on the ice today for training camp. How invested are you? Like, what is kind of your percentage of investment in Nashville sports? Good, bad, ugly, whatever. If the team's good, bad, doesn't matter. Like, are you 24/7 all in Titans? Are you kind of like, I'm done. Talk to me when they're good again. Like, how are you on this?
Because
I'm very curious of kind of where the fan base is. Like, did you wake up today going, the Preds are practicing again, I am focused on the Predators?
That's a great question. I think most fans are tuned out during the week. Unless something big comes up from the organization, somebody says something.
For the Titans?
Yeah. Or the injury, or like, oh, my God, someone's not playing this, what they're going to do. I think, but, you know, it's ramps up conversation on Monday after. The reaction on Mondays afterwards. Tuesday a little bit more. Now Wednesday, I think it's kind of like, all right, we're moving forward. Thursday's definitely that.
Yeah.
To see what's happening. But I think Nashville's become such a inclusive sports town where it's okay to root for the Predators and not the Titans. Okay to root for the Titans, not the Preds. It's okay to love Nashville SC. But I think from like a Preds rabid fan, I think they want the Titans to do well. I think, and that's across the board. That's what I get. So I think it's – and plus college football. I mean, you got –
yeah, well, and throw Vandy in Tennessee in there too.
Yeah, what Vanderbilt's doing. I think Vanderbilt right now is the best story.
Yeah,
is 100%. The best story in the state of Tennessee.
But I want to know the average fan or the fan, your percentage of investment right now. Like I – even before I did this for a living, you know, like today – like I woke up today – going, all right, Predators are – what Trot say? Is Evangelista re-signed yet? Like, you know, I was kind of invested there. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but from the, you know, I keep up with Nashville SC when they're doing well and,
yep.
and obviously want that. But you know, for me, I'm kind of Titans and even to an extent Preds 24/7, 365. Like I always want to know what's going on. But, you know, I am so tired of having to talk about a bad football team. But there are so many of you that – even though they're bad, like you still need it. You still want to talk about them. So I'm just kind of curious of that. 615-737-1025. It's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What else was I going to say? Oh, it's Chasing Big Joe.
That's it. Hi.
Live today on
I'm Joe.
Thursday.
And your name?
It's hot. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 1025 The Game. I like the theme today, Dr. Crane. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Out here at Hermitage Golf Course. For the Pella Windows and Doors Golf Tournament. What you trying to do there, JoJo?
Standing up. My back hurts.
Oh, okay.
It happens when you get old and fat. You got to stand up for a little bit and move around.
Well, good. Well, not good, but I hope you feel better.
I get you, man.
615-737-1025. Basically, the question is, where is your sports focus right now in Nashville? Is it the Titans, even though they're bad? Is it the Predators now that they're back on the ice? Is it Nashville SC? Is it something else? College, Vandy, whatever. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Mike in Lebanon says, I'm all about the Preds and the Vols. I'm apathetic to the Titans. That's not good. And I'm excited for Vandy.
It pretty sums it up. I mean, for us, it's different. Because we're invested in all of it, because that's our job. And our job is to send you down a path you want to talk about and be what you're passionate about. And that's anything goes. So, yeah, I mean, I could see where the Vols are still big. Mm-hmm. I mean, you asked this question in December. Kentucky basketball makes the top three.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Sure.
Kentucky basketball and Alabama football sucks. Otherwise, they'd be in the top three right now.
Thomas in Nashville. Good afternoon, guys. Good, bad, or indifferent. I am a Predators, Vols, and Titans fan. I follow them continuously. I don't care for soccer, so not in on Nashville SC. Thanks, guys.
That's it. Yeah. To each their own. I mean, if you like soccer, fantastic. Love it. Want them to succeed as well. On down the line.
6590 says 40% Nashville SC season ticket holder, 25% Titans, 25% college basketball, 10% cycling and tennis. I'll say this: you're, and this is not a shot, but you're the minority. You're probably the minority sports fan
because
soccer's number one.
Okay,
and that's okay.
That's right.
Like I like that. That's a good thing. But I still feel like a vast majority of people are going to say the Titans, even though they're not good.
Of course, it's the National
it's the
Football League.
Yeah.
It's all. I mean, look at the ratings. I mean, the massive, massive ratings. And they're a reason why. People, it's the male soap opera. That's what football is.
6638, Nashville SC. Nashville sports team with a chance to win first major championship. 1468, all anchor down. Already burnt out on the Titans talk.
I totally see that.
7410 says Titans by a mile, followed by the Preds. NFL is just better product than anything else, regardless of how bad my team is.
That's a great point as well.
Yep.
That's a really good point.
Let's go to Ricky on the phone. Ricky, what you got?
Yeah, I'm a big high school football fan and Predator fan. And I think once, okay, Monday and Tuesday, if that's what you want to talk about, the Predator, the Titans, that's fine. But don't beat a dead horse to death, you know, during the week. There's other things to talk about besides how bad the Tennessee Titans are. Y'all do a great job on Friday for high school football, and I appreciate it. But during the week, I mean, you can give like the latest polls, you know, where the football teams are ranked or whatever, the high school, or something else. Besides, just keep talking about the Titans. People are tired of hearing how bad they are. They're bad, we know. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. And I'm not a soccer fan by no means. Yeah, I'm a Predator fan. I like to see what's going on with the Predators. But, I mean, I just think that there's a whole lot more going on in Nashville than the Tennessee Titans. And I appreciate you taking my call. It's a first-time caller. I appreciate it. And thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ricky. Please don't be a stranger. We appreciate it. And, look, I want to hear from more people like him that are kind of like, hey, no, I mean, this is – you know, this is kind of where my focus is. I mean, I still think the Titans are going to, you know, they're going to dominate the talk.
But, sure.
But
I think they dominate, and I've been around long enough, I think the Titans dominate more talk when they're bad than they do when they're good.
Unfortunately, I think you're right. And that, like, that's the big difference in, and I think this could go for, well, I'm not going to say that, like, Chicago, I think, is different. The Northeast cities are different. But, like, here, when the Titans are bad, we can talk about them 24/7, 365.
Right.
If the Predators are bad or Nashville SC is bad, unfortunately, I think it's more out of sight, out of mind.
True. But, you know, were we not –
except for, you know
– were we not spoiled in 99 and 2000?
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
we were
spoiled. I mean, yeah. The first year as the Titans in that stadium, you go to the Super Bowl. So we're all thinking, this has to be every single year, every single year. You know, I talked to Derek Mason about this, and he's like, yeah, first year in that stadium, we go to the Super Bowl, we're getting back every year. He goes, never made it back.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's, you get a little spoiled because of it, but that now has been, so that's been 20, that's 27 seasons that they made the Super Bowl. And so you get a little spoiled about that. But I think that right there, what's on our screen, is a great question.
Yep. John in Nashville says, I think we got a lot of NSC fans listening to the show, so we appreciate you. Says NSC, then Vandy, then Preds, then the Titans.
So okay, good.
There you go. Chad says Titans, Nashville SC, and then the Thundering Herd, and you got mad at him.
Well, Chad cannot bring that Marshall talk onto this show.
Not this week.
Not this week, Chad. Yeah. You know better than that, Chad. And Chad, I know where you live in Hermitage. I can find you.
And McGavick. He said Ann McGavick.
Oh, okay. All right. You get a little past there, Chad. We understand that now.
Let's go to Trey on the fan base temperature. Trey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I think the answer to this question, from my opinion, is twofold. So first of all, I am from the Middle Tennessee area, born and raised, lived here my entire life. And from a personal side, from the fan base, I think – because of the lack of success that Nashville sports has had as a whole, we kind of have to put our focus on whoever seems like they've got the most hope in the moment, because otherwise we're just depressed, man. I mean, nobody's doing well consistently, and so you kind of got to go, well, maybe the Preds will get it together this year as soon as you see the Titans doing poorly, just because that's our only hope as fans of teams that are perpetually terrible. And then the other side of it, which you guys have kind of already touched on, but it's something that I've kind of had a bone to pick with for a long time, is that Nashville SC, the Preds, teams like that, Vandy for that matter, they don't get the same kind of coverage. They don't get the same kind of hype that the NFL gets. And that makes it really unfair, because it's like nobody's playing fantasy hockey. Nobody's playing, you know, nobody's having like tailgating for, you know, Nashville SC games and stuff. Like people aren't getting – I think we would see more fans be excited about those teams if they got the same kind of hype, which is, like, not something that I don't think anything we can do over here. But I think that plays a part, is my point.
Great, great point, Trey. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah,
with all you're talking about,
thanks, Trey.
Winning. I mean, you know, Dr. Crane, with the Nashville SC last year was at 23. They did really well.
Yes, the 22-23 season. That's correct.
And I mean, my timeline was full of that soccer, because they're doing. It comes back to winning. I mean, it's pretty simple. You keep winning like that, the timeline and people recognize what's going on. Now it's like, I can't tell me people, Chase, tell me, Titans lose again on Sunday. They don't really follow that closely. Yeah. It's like, yeah, they did. But he's right. I mean, the fan base temperature is something you have to take almost on a weekly basis to do that. And he said a great point. We follow the team now in Nashville who gives us the most hope to win a championship. Is that Nashville SC right now? It's not the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, right now the Nashville SC is the closest one. I think, by the way, Barry Trotz had a great line this morning when asked about expectations and things like that. Because there's not a ton of expectations with this Predators team after last year, right? And he said, well, the last 2 years we've proven everybody's expectations wrong, so let's go for a third one.
Oh, nice.
And you know what? I appreciated that. I know there's going to be some of you that have made your decision and you're not going to laugh at anything, but I laughed at that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, you know what? I appreciate that sense of humor.
But again, start winning, and I mean, it changes every. Look at Vanderbilt. 3-0 with a chance to go 4-0, maybe 5-0, go to Alabama. If they're 2 years ago, we very rarely talked about Vanderbilt football. They were terrible.
Right.
And we talked about Clark Lee, man, is how much longer? I mean, he's a great guy, but what's going on? And now in 24, they turn the page. It could happen. And I love the fact that Vanderbilt's being talked about so much, but winning is the prescription for everything.
615-737-1025. Where is your sports focus right now? A lot of you weighing in on this. Scott, we'll get your call. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe live at Hermitage Golf Course, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday at Hermitage Golf Course, the Pella Windows and Doors Golf Tournament. Justin and Greenbrier, continuing our discussion on where is your sports focus right now? The Titans aren't good. Predators just started their training camp today. Nashville SC in contention to win the U.S. Open Cup and also in contention for the MLS. Plus there's Vanderbilt, Tennessee, college sports. Where are you at right now? Justin in Greenbrier says, I will just ask for Christmas to come early and have Nashville SC, the Preds, and Vanderbilt to all make serious pushes for championships. The Titans are buns and they don't seem to be getting any clue anytime soon.
There's your temperature right there. That's a great, great text. Thank you. And I don't think we're prepared. And call me crazy on this. I don't think we're prepared to see Vandy go to the college football playoff. I don't think we're mentally prepared.
No, because nobody believes it's going to happen.
I mean, 3-0, they got Georgia State this weekend, Utah State next week. So 5-0 headed to Alabama.
Hopefully.
But yeah, right? But after the way they played at Virginia Tech and South Carolina, just manhandled those teams. I don't know, man. I don't think mentally we're prepared, which would be great heading and talking about December, covering that. That's not on the list of things that are going to happen in December, but it'd be damn great if it did.
Scott wants to weigh in on our conversation. Scott, what you got?
I'm glad to be able to just give a chance. This is just my two cents, but, you know, I'm a Preds fanatic, and I tune into this station all day during hockey season, and if I'm in a meeting or something and miss some Preds talk, I go back and I watch the YouTube. The amount of Preds coverage here, I'm thrilled with it, personally. Titans, I just haven't been listening as much because every program, it's all Titans all the time, and they're not a well-run franchise. They're not as interesting to me. The NFL is not as interesting to me as the Preds are, or my first love is SEC football, and I'm really kind of disappointed at times with the lack of talk on SEC football, and especially SEC basketball, which there's none. There might be a mention during the SEC tournament when it's played here, but that's it. I mean, there are a ton of, you know, this is now pro sports town, but there are a ton of college fanatics around here, and I'm one of them. And I care about more than just my team. I want to talk not only, and I'm an Auburn fan, but not only do I want to talk Auburn, whether they're good or bad, I want to talk SEC. You know, I care about what's going on with the rivals, what's going on, you know, other schools. And if I had to put in my brothers, you know, I wish there was more of an SEC focus. And not even necessarily, I know there's a lot of Big Ten alumni that have moved into this area. There's SEC alumni in this area from all the different schools. It's been that way, and a lot of Big Ten. So, you know, college football and especially SEC basketball, because right now this is the golden age of SEC basketball.
You know, Scott, let me ask you a question.
Florida, Tennessee,
before
Alabama, they rule the sport.
Scott, let me ask you a question before you hang up. Are you from here originally? Where are you from?
I was born in Birmingham. I've been here most of my life. I've been here my entire adult life. So I grew up, I grew up with Nashville Sports Radio. You know, you had Bob Bell and Bill King on WLAC, and that was state radio for UT. And they talked football, but they mainly talked UT. and, you know, talked a little bit about Florida because Florida was the number one, rival of UT during the early 90s period. And then you had Plaster, and, you know, I remember when Willie first joined Plaster on WCN, and they were the station that was more interesting because they talked about, yes, some UT, but they talked about college sports, and they talked about MLB. They talked about everything else. So it wasn't just a three-hour Tennessee recruiting recap. And it's kind of right now with this station, it feels like it's just all Titans all the time. And if I was a Titans fanatic and wanted all Titans happy talk, you know, there's another station in town there where you can get that. But, you know, I'd like a little more variety here, just my personal preference.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Scott. Yeah. Well, you should listen to this show more because you get a lot of that. But we appreciate the call, yeah. Scott. Thank you. And we're actually going to talk some college football coming up next.
I'll counter the basketball, SEC basketball. It's great talking in January and February.
Yeah.
It is. But all too often, you get stuck behind NFL playoffs. People love the NFL playoffs. They love that. And then the Preds are in full swing in January. And I like college basketball. I'm not watching it till February. And then the tournament rolls in. That's me. But, Scott, right. I completely understand. Also, about Plaster and Willie back in the 90s, there were no Titans.
Right.
And there were no Predators.
Yep.
So you have to throw that into the conversation. I mean, there's only 32 cities in the world that have an NFL franchise. Nashville's one of those. So, I understand where your concerns. I understand that. But the college football thing, we've made it a big point of emphasis on this show. I can't talk for any other show.
Sure.
Of we love college football on this show. We love college, not just the SEC, but college football. So we'll always give you that, Scott, so thank you.
Yeah, and I don't want to go too inside baseball here because I think a vast majority of you don't care how this kind of works. But, you know, obviously I'm in a unique position that I do a three-hour show every day with Joe, and then I'm also the program director and have to, you know, look over the entire radio station and what we do. This city has grown so much that it has changed from you were probably born and raised here and you talked UT and Vandy and like you said before the Titans got here and before the Predators got here to there are people moving from California, there are people moving from down south, there are people moving from up north. I mean, it's a melting pot. And so the demographics have changed, and while the Titans are a constant because they're the NFL, you know, there are people that, well, they want to hear about the Falcons or the Bucks or their team or whatever. That's where you go more to 94.9 and you get the national stuff mm-hmm. that's going to cover that while we still continue to cover Nashville's teams. We are the Predators' flagship. I can tell you, you're not going to get the Predators' coverage across the street that you get here. But the thing is, there's got to be something to talk about.
Yeah.
That's you know,
it.
Like
good
in,
point.
In August, they would even tell you there's nothing to talk about because they're all on a golf course.
Yep.
Now that we're, you know, into training camp and stuff, you're going to hear more of that. We're going to be at Preds training camp tomorrow.
That's right.
You know, as for the SEC, SEC football, 100%. I mean, and I pride what we do on this show. With how we cover Vandy or Tennessee or the entire SEC in college football, because this guy to my left lives and breathes college football. If I told him that I was going to make our show a college football show, I think he'd do a backflip.
I'd show up at 11 instead of 11:30 every day.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I think you're kind of in that boat of, like, you have Titans fatigue because they've sucked for so long.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And, I mean, we still talk about them. Obviously, we get that. We got Cam Ward, and there are some positive foundational pieces we get over there. But the result on Sunday is like, oh, God, another – I mean, I hear it everywhere I go, at the gym, even at the radio station. And you talk to people like, oh, the Titans, never going to get it. It's just on it. So it's become like a way of life now, which is sad about all that. And so until they start winning – it'll be kind of the same thing that you kind of hear is like, all right, we're going to try to give you something new about yesterday. We took the Cam Ward interview live, and there were some good things that Cam Ward said. We would never have done that before, probably.
Yeah.
And so we want you to hear that, what we're hearing as well. And then so we'll just keep, you know, beating the drum going forward on this.
I will say I appreciate the feedback because I think so many times people are afraid to ask for that because they're not going to like the answer. I welcome all feedback, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. And I've also, you know, come to the realization that whether you're a show host or a PD or a producer or whatever, you're never going to make anybody happy. And that's just how it has to be.
You made me happy.
At the end of it, well, I try, you know. But coming up next, you have.
Oh, yeah.
You have a topic.
We have hot seat, cool seat on college football.
Okay.
These could be some really interesting football games this weekend. And once you hear what we're going to talk about, you'll pay attention to these games in a completely different way.
Because we've already had two coaches fired in college football after going 0-3. We will do that coming up next. We're live at Hermitage Golf Course. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Thursday, 102.5 The Game.